This meeting is now being recorded.
Excellent. So, Cottrell, I'll ask you for the initial introductions, please.
Okay.
Present.
Judge Marginis?
Here.
Mr. Finke?
Here.
Ms. Flinner?
Here.
Mr. Harrigan?
Here.
Mr. Planet?
Here.
Ms. Romero Solis?
Here.
Mr. Taylor?
Here.
And Mr. Yamasaki?
Right here.
Great, we do have a quorum. Okay. Cottrell, any just initial opening comments concerning the recording and what we should do while we're being recorded?
Sure. As a reminder, this meeting is open to the public and is being recorded. Members of the public can join the call via a listen-only code permitting them to join and leave at any time without notice or interruption. Please identify yourselves prior to speaking for the benefit of all participating and listening to this meeting. We also ask that you please place your phones on mute when not speaking to avoid background noise. And please do not place us on hold at any time during the meeting to avoid distractions caused by the hold music.
Nicely done. All right. Thank you all very much for attending. For those folks who are on the phone call from the courts impacted by this meeting, we'll call on you as we consider your request and give you an opportunity to make comment. For those of you that have been through this before, our typical practice is to ask among the members first whether or not they have any concerns, which might actually dictate whether or not you even want to make any comments. Before we do that, however, I'm going to ask for a motion to approve the minutes from our April 5th meeting.
Yamasaki moves approval.
Is there a second?
50 seconds.
Moved and seconded that the minutes of the April 5th meeting be approved. Is there any opposition to the seconded motion? Pausing and hearing no opposition, the minutes of the April 5th meeting are approved. So now we'll move to the issues before us today. And thank you all members for appearing via telephone. We're going to break this up into two different groups. The first is the first three requests, that is from Placer, from Yuba, and from San Mateo, that are new requests. Those requests have been documented in our materials. And I do have a question about San Mateo that I'll voice, but let's turn first to the Placer request. Any questions or concerns about the Placer request for the funds, the new request that the $50,350 funds be held? Placer, are you on the line?
Yes, this is Jake Chatters.
Oh, hey, Jake. So I haven't heard any questions. Is there any opposition to Placer's request? Is there a motion to approve? I'm going to take these one by one because they're new requests. Is there a motion to approve the Placer request?
Marginis moves.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Moved and seconded that Placer's request for funds be approved. Any opposition or further discussion on Placer's request? Hearing none, I'm going to deem Placer's request unanimously approved. Jake, thank you very much.
Yep, thank you all.
Turning to Yuba's request, I don't have any questions or concerns about Yuba. We're all equal members here. Any questions or concern about Yuba's request for $1,409 to be withheld related to their Tyler project? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve Yuba?
Yamasaki approves.
Harrigan second.
Moves.
Yamasaki is approved. Mr. Harrigan has seconded the Yuba motion. Any further discussion or opposition to Yuba's? Yuba, are you on the line?
Yeah, Stephen Lewis, Yuba, Superior.
Great. Thank you very much. I'm deeming your request for the new holding funds to be unanimously approved, but thank you for appearing.
Thank you.
And finally, moving to San Mateo, this is just not knowing the particularities of the rule. This is a request I believe it was for 250. I want to make sure.
Yeah.
Right. So the way it's phrased is to accumulate savings in the most fiscally prudent manner. Is that, I've never seen it phrased that way before.
Yes, Judge, this is David. Having been through this for a bit since the beginning, one of the mechanisms or opportunities that we wanted to create with this retention opportunity is that there are some instances where some projects may require courts to save money over a period of time because they're so large. As an example, a new case management system will cost millions of dollars, and there is no way that many courts will have that amount of money in one shot. So what they do is identify a very specific activity that they can begin to save money for that purpose. So when they've hit that mark, let's call it 3 years from now, they will have sufficient resources to move forward with that particular project. If they were to save the money within their budget, they will, in many instances, far exceed the cap,
right,
by preventing them from moving forward. So I'm sensitive to your sensitivity, having not seen this before, but that was one of the approaches that was trying to be reached by building in this feature or this this program.
Well, I appreciate that, and it makes sense to me, actually. I mean, I would think that's exactly what we want to encourage courts to do, is be fiscally responsible for their present projects and future projects and save for those in preparation for them. So, David, I appreciate that. That clarifies any concerns I have for this request, but I want to make sure and open it up to any other discussion concerning San Mateo's request. And San Mateo, are you on the line?
Yes, this is Stephen Chang.
Hey, Stephen. So, any other comments or concerns about San Mateo's requests? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the San Mateo request? I'll make that motion.
Planet moves.
Planet moves. I'll second. Planet's. Is there any other discussion or opposition to the San Mateo request for the funds withheld? Hearing none. Stephen, always good to hear from you, and your request is approved.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much. So now, for those courts that are on the line concerning the amended requests, and Chad, you're with us on Alameda, so obviously I'll ask you to abstain on your own request.
Absolutely.
Is Glenn on the line?
Yes, this is Cindy Martinez from Glenn.
Great. So welcome. The way we typically deal with these amended requests is as a group, because they are typically, as yours is and as Alameda's is, well documented, and they're simply amendments to existing requests. So if there's no opposition from committee members, I would suggest we handle these both together, and as such, I would ask if there's any discussion on either Alameda or Glenn's request. And hearing none, is there a motion to approve each? And I would like, Control, if you could please show that Mr. Finke is abstaining from any consideration of Alameda's request.
I will, sir.
And therefore, is there a motion to approve each of these requests together?
Yamasaki approves.
All right.
Moves. I don't have the authority to approve. Moves.
I like your opposition, your approach, though. Thank you very much. Is there a second to the very optimistic motion by Mr. Yamasaki? Do I hear a second?
Leonard, second.
Moved and seconded that both Alameda and Glenn's motions to for an amended request be approved. Is there any opposition? Hearing no opposition, each request is therefore approved. And I'll turn back to you, Cottrell. Is there any other business to come before the committee today? I don't see any on the agenda, but I don't want to miss any.
No, nothing at this time.
Great. So thank you all, folks, very much. For those of you, I will confirm there was no public comment, either written or otherwise, so that I'll address that in reverse order. Thank you all very much for preparing for this meeting. Your preparation is what kept it so efficient in both time and approach, and I'll deem the meeting adjourned.
Thanks, Judge.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The host has left the meeting. So at this time, the meeting will come to an end. Thank you, and goodbye.